Chapter 10 Returning Home It was a 60-hour trip back to Earth. On July 24th, around noon, the spacecraft pierced through the atmosphere. Three parachutes billowed out and set the craft down gently in the Pacific Ocean. A helicopter picked up the astronauts and took them to a recovery ship. Neil, Buzz, and Mike were home. Yes, they were finally home, but they could not see their families or friends. For almost 3 weeks, the three astronauts were kept in isolation. Scientists had to make sure that they had not brought back germs from the moon. On August 13th, the three astronauts and their families arrived in New York City on Air Force One, the president's plane. All during the parade in their honor, the cheering never stopped. People threw so much confetti and ticker tape, it looked as if there were a summertime blizzard. Neil and his crewmates not only toured the United States, they visited 21 other countries on what was called the Giant Leap Tour. The Apollo 11 astronauts were world famous, Neil Armstrong most of all. Neil had never liked attention. He was happiest soaring above Earth, flying in a plane. In the years after his trip to the moon, he has tried to live a much quieter life. He became a professor at a college in Ohio. He bought a farm. Sadly, he and Janet were divorced after 38 years of marriage. Neil got married again to a woman named Carol Held Knight, who also enjoys flying. During the years of the Apollo space program, which ended in 1972, 10 other astronauts walked on the moon. NASA does not have plans to send more people to the moon. Yet, the first trip there remains an important event, a great human achievement. Neil Armstrong died on August 25th, 2012. He was a modest man who felt he did not deserve all the fame. He always said that he was part of a great team. He was not talking just about the two other Apollo 11 astronauts. He meant all the people at NASA who made the dream of reaching the moon possible.